You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. JSIF's Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, is coming to a close. The program has been operating in 12 communities across the island, and for the last 7 years, the ICBSP has been helping to improve the quality of life of residents through the provision of social services and infrastructural development. We now take a look at the work done in Nollis St. Catherine under the ICBSP.
I think it was very, very beneficial. We appreciate it a lot.
Vice President of the Nollis Benevolent Society, Suzette Sterling, says the ICBSP brought a number of critical initiatives to the St. Catherine community. These include the Youth Education and Recreation Program, YER.
Persons performing below educational level, they are given extra lessons in math, English, and remedial reading. Persons in the program were able to move from the college and into the secondary school. For the maths and English, persons who were performing below level also got necessary help, and we had good passes in the GSAT exam.
There was also a youth engagement project, which saw youngsters in the community benefiting from skills training and short-term jobs.
The young people, 17 and upwards, they were brought in, given some training as to how to conduct themselves and interviews. And most recently, some of them have been taught skills. The other day we had a program where they were trained to cushion, and they did some welding.
Residents also received vocational skills training through the Heart Trust NTA. Work was done to improve the community's infrastructure.
We got a nice road with drainage, and alternative youth were employed in the beautification of the roadway also. With the YER program, people got jobs. The alternative livelihood, young people got jobs. The road. We have whatever project JSIF is going on within the community, a lot of youth got employed. We have a lovely community center as well. We have a multi-purpose building where there's a lot of things that can be done over here, shops to be rent and space for recreational or whatever youth you do.
Through the ICBSP, garbage skips were placed in the community to help residents properly dispose of solid waste. With all the work that was done to beautify the community, JSIF also took steps to ensure residents were able to maintain the infrastructure and environment.
We did environmental wards, where I am one of those environmental wards. We got training in different areas like fire prevention and sorting of garbage and all of those things. That program is still ongoing. We, just a few weeks ago, had to go in our garbage and separate garbage and so on. And we have to go around, educate persons as to how to dispose of their garbage. It has uplifted our community a whole lot. Persons, I think, are walking more with their head held high, because of they got employment and the community now looks really, really beautiful.
Suzette Sterling, Vice President of the Nollis Benevolent Society. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.